particular because that which you have commissioned us to do, we shall start to see the manifestation even from this season in the name of Jesus. Tonight, have your way. Give the bread to the eater. Give the seed to the sower. Let the house of Jacob possess their possessions in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, take over this atmosphere. Take charge of this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we worship.
Amen.
All right. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
May be seated in His wonderful presence. I want you to welcome somebody around you to the glory of God. Tell that person you are welcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. So yesterday we started by checking the personality of who can do greater works. And we learned from yesterday night's message that it is not a general public instruction. It is for those people who have certain qualities in their lives. And I thank God, it's like Mama came to give us number 5 this night. Are you ready to walk? Yeah, it's like Mama came to put number 5. The instruction is for people that can walk. If you are not ready to walk, why would God say go and do greater works? It's not for a lazy person. It's not for somebody with a lackadaisical attitude. Is somebody hearing me now? It's for somebody who is ready to walk the talk. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Somebody who is ready to walk the talk. But tonight, we're looking at a very profound instruction of Jesus to this topic, but very hidden. It's a profound statement, but very, very hidden. That if you don't settle down and look at it very well, you won't understand. Praise God. I want you to know that our God is more faithful than Pharaoh. You remember the story of Pharaoh? When Moses went to challenge him, that let my people go, that they might worship me. Pharaoh said, okay, it's like the job, the work they are giving you, the task they are giving you, is not serious enough. It's beginning from now. Tell them to make bricks without straw. It's like asking somebody to go and make blocks without cement. Let them go and get cement themselves. But our God will not commit us to an assignment and withdraw the equipment and the enablement we need to fulfill. He that say, greater works shall you do. He knows what he is saying. And I read that scripture and I discovered that Jesus said some things about this topic that tonight we are going to call upon God for it. I'll tell you the topic. The topic of the message this night is Holy Spirit, the worker of greater works. Holy Spirit, the worker of greater works. Look up, everybody. There was a time Holy Spirit explained a scripture for me. And it was an explanation of the Holy Spirit. When Isaac was about to go, he called Esau. He He said, Esau, come here. Give me a venison that I might prophesy and pray for you. You know, when you read that scripture, he said, before I die. When you read that scripture, Isaac is about to die tomorrow. But do you know he spent 20 years? But that thing was done in a hurry. And he said, Esau, give me a venison. Go and get a game. Prepare it like the way you know it. So go and prepare it and bring it to me. When I eat it, then you will provoke the blessing from inside of me and I'll prophesy over you. Praise God. And the Bible says that Esau ran to the bush. But the mother of Jacob eavesdropped and overheard what they were saying. And he said, Jacob, I think what you should do now is go to the store. Get me a small goat there, a kid. Bring it. I'll prepare it the way your father loved it. You know, I was confused. If the bush meat is all that important, why did the mother say, go to the store? Told Jacob, go to the store. Then the Lord told me that indirectly, that was what Isaac was telling Esau. Go to the store. But Isaac is used to using personal strength to get things done. I'm coming to the message gradually. A lot of Christians are used to personal strength. And that is why we do lesser than the expectation. But I'm glad to let you know tonight that he that say greater work you shall do, he has stationed the Holy Spirit for your help. If you don't take advantage of the assistance of the Holy Spirit, you are going to fail gallantly. But it is my prayer tonight, you will not fail. Let's check that scripture, the book of John. John chapter 14. You know, Esau went in the arm of flesh. He eventually failed. He failed. But it's my prayer that in your own day, you will not fail. Amen. Oh, that's too low. I say you will not fail. Amen. In your own time, you will not fail. Amen. In your own season, you will not fail. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. John chapter 14. Are you there? That is the anchor scripture for this convention. And I'm reading verse 12. I'll first of all read verse 12. That's where we pick the topic of this meeting from. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. So then, who help us? Who monitor us? Then didn't stop there because of time tonight. If you jump to verse 16, he continued the instruction. He was telling them one or two things. Then verse 16 said, and I will pray the Father. That's as if when I get to my Father, I will beg my Father. And he will give you another comforter that he might abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Please help me put it in the message. Help me put it in the message from verse 16. He said, sorry, not message now. Amplified. Do you amplify? Okay. He said, I will ask the Father. He will give you another. Do you get that? Yes, sir. Counselor. You know, in the multitude of counsel, you can't miss your road. Counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate. This way I'm going. Strengthener. The power you need to do greater works is not in your hand. It's in the hand of the person he's going to send. And that is the Holy Spirit. And stand by that he may remain with you forever. Yes, check it out. Verse 17. He says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to his heart. Now that's a great counsel that the Lord Jesus Christ is giving you. He said, welcome him. Don't reject him. Welcome him. Then take to his heart. That is, know what is in his mind. The Bible says, he that searcheth the mind of the Spirit. Is somebody hearing me now? So you must search and know the mind of the Holy Ghost. He said, because he does not see him, he's talking about the word now, or know or recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's check verse 26. Let's check verse 26. Okay. He said, but the comforter. Now, if he repeats, but the comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall. Will remind you of, bring to your remembrance, everything I have told you. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now look up, everybody. Everybody. The explanation tonight is not much. I'm not even preaching. I just want to show you a few things. Then we'll go and begin to pray. Number one, in my heart is that Jesus didn't leave us aloof. Number two, joy in my heart is that he didn't leave us to ourselves and say, greater work shall you do, so go and be doing it. God is not Pharaoh. That's why I say he's more faithful than Pharaoh. Jesus said, as I go to my Father, somebody else is going to come. But indirectly, Jesus was saying something. Jesus was saying, you are entering into another phase. There was first phase, the phase of the Father. All the prophets of old, whosoever you can think of among them, Jeremiah, Nehemiah, we talked about the other time, Isaiah, you know, and the rest of them like that. Joshua, Moses, and the rest of every one of them. In fact, the only one them that had the revelation of the chickening, are you hearing what I'm saying now? Was David. When he was praying in the book of Psalm 51, when he was praying after the issue of Bathsheba, he said, take not your Holy Spirit from me. That is the only scripture that mentions Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. But every other people that operated in the Old Testament, they talk about the spirit of the prophet, spirit of God, spirit of God, and so on and so forth. But the only person that got a glimpse of what is going to happen in the future was David. And David said, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. So it was the dispensation of the Father. The Father was relevant. The Father was on the move. The Father was in power. The Father did a lot of things. He moved mountains. He brought fire down from heaven. Different kind of things took place. Oh, wow. Till the time of John the Baptist. Oh, it was so great. But John the Baptist rounded off that dispensation when Jesus came to operate here on earth. He walked at the streets of Galilee for several years. But look at me, people of God. That was the dispensation of the Son. Jesus was in operation. He did powerfully. There are some things he did. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? That in the Old Testament dispensation, they couldn't see it done. Because it was his time. He's the one in operation. So he did better than the Old Testament. Everything in the Old Testament found fulfillment in him. So without Jesus, Old Testament will be irrelevant. Now, he told the disciples, now I am going, but another person will come. In other words, you are entering to another phase. And which phase is that? The phase of the Holy Ghost. So when he comes, he will do better than I do. So that's what he said to them. He said, greater works. He said, wait for it. You didn't understand what I am saying now. But when he comes, you will know. When he comes, you will do my things. People will look at you. They say you are a ghost. Because this time around, I am not the one. I'm not walking. In fact, the people of the world will not believe him because they didn't see him. But you must know him. You must know him. He will not live on the mountain. He will not live the way I am living. He will not walk around the street of Galilee. He will reside inside of you. So wherever you go, Holy Ghost is there. Wherever you appear, Holy Ghost is around. Holy Ghost will be inside of you. You are not the Holy Ghost, don't worry. But it will be inside of you. When you talk, it talks. When you touch, it touch. Whatever you want to do. In fact, Jesus talked about the Holy Ghost to a point that every iniquity against the Son of Man, all of them shall be forgiven. But the iniquity against the Holy Ghost, he said, no forgiveness for it. That's to tell you how powerful the Holy Ghost is. So he said it clearly. He said, he's going to come. And he will be with you forever. So I am glad to let you know that the day Jesus was talking about is here. Somebody is not hearing me. ICG, are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? The day the Holy Ghost was talking about is here. In fact, let me tell you one thing. The day, our own day, is more powerful than the day of the apostles. You didn't understand what I'm saying? The reason why I said that is because apostles of the early church, they saw, they read, and they have the record of all that God did in the Old Testament. They also have record of all that God did, little in the New Testament. Not all of it. But they were themselves doing some things that came to record. But God, our generation, we are having access to the old. We are having access to the new in order for us to act better. In order for us to do better. So Jesus that said, greater work you will do. He knows what he's talking about. He knows that we are the most senior of every generation. So there will be combination of the old and the new inside of you. So there is going to be a move. There is going to be a release. And people of God, anybody in our day that despises the Holy Ghost can never amount to anything. Yes, sir. We are in his day. Say it louder, say we are in his day. Oh, you are not saying it very well. That's why I laugh when I see some people that despise the speaking in tongue today. I laugh. You know why I laugh? They will remain powerless till Jesus come. They will remain powerless till Jesus come. So what am I trying to say is that no Christian that want to do greater works than Jesus at this end time can underrate the influence of the Holy Spirit, can underrate the operation of the Holy Spirit. You dare not do that. You will do lesser than Jesus do. If at all, you will have access to what Jesus do. Because when you look at the last scripture we read, it said, and it will cause you to recall. That is, it will remind you. So it simply means you can't even understand what Jesus did until the Holy Ghost comes inside of you. He said, it will remind you and bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. Not just told us, everything I have done. So tell somebody beside you that we are in the season of Holy Ghost. Now let me quickly say this to you. You know, one day I asked a question in the church and I said, Who is the father of Jesus? Do you know some people gave me Sunday school answer? Some people raise up their hand and say, who? Joseph. I said, who is Joseph? He said, Joseph. Joseph, the fiancé of Mary. How many of us remember some of the old song that we normally sing? Sometimes when I listen to that song today, to those songs today, I just smile. Somebody is not hearing me. Ibare Jesu, Ibare Omo Mari. Now we are not denying that Jesus didn't come through Mary. We are not denying that truth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But go and tell you everywhere. Jesus didn't attach himself to Mary. In fact, Mary fell in shape fast and became a disciple. Because assuming Mary sat down in one corner and said, I am the mother of I am outlaw in the church. I am above any church law. But let me tell you one thing. Mary fell in shape very quickly and became a disciple. Do you know Mary was among the people that received baptism of Holy Ghost? At the upper. As she was. You know, somebody saw Jesus one day. He said, oh Jesus. Oh my Jesus. You know the way they shout after in those days. Oh my Jesus. Oh lovely Jesus. Oh powerful Jesus. He said, blessed is the womb that carried you. He said, blessed is the breast you saw. Jesus looked at her face. He said, it's more blessed to do the will of God than to be my mother. What is he trying to say? You know, one time he was in the temple preaching to the elders, talking, asking questions and different kind of things after Passover. Finally, they entered their caravan. The Bible calls it caravan. And I see that anywhere you are going in life that you don't go with Jesus, you are inside the empty caravan. Finally, they got to the road and said, ah, this is supposed to have taken his lunch now. You know, they are returning home. And it's like they are inside train. Where is this boy? He must have been playing with some people of train. And they went around, they didn't see Jesus. The Bible says from that point, they returned. Where they discovered that Jesus was not with them, they returned. And finally, they got him at the temple. And everybody, you know, they were peeping at the. They can't disrupt the meeting going on. It's like somebody wants to call you now from outside there. This is what we are doing. So be peeping. So finally, they talked to one usher. They said, that boy, that small boy, talk to the elders. It's okay. When he asked me that, who is calling him? Who do I say? He said, tell him his father and his mother. And truly, when they got to Jesus, they said, some people are looking for you outside. He said, who are they? They said, your father and your mother. What did they say? You know, Jesus doesn't hide his own thing. Immediately, he said, praise God. He said, tell the people that are outside, the people that we are here together, they are my mother, are my sister, my brother. Those people that are outside, they are on their. Can you imagine? Somebody is not hearing me. So I asked that question in the church. Who is the father of Jesus? Joseph, the husband of Mary. I said, you know, Joseph Arimathiani. I asked from other people, who is the father of Jesus? Some people say God. Okay, as I try. Because he said he's my father. But let me tell you something. It will shock you. Holy Ghost is the father of Jesus. Because when the angel told Mary, he said the person that will come upon you to be pregnant is power from on high. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. So the blood that run in the vein of Jesus is not enough blood. Is the blood of Holy Ghost. And that's why when he came to this place, in Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 38, what does he say? He said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with what? Say it louder now. Say it again. With the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all those who are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
The person that said you will do greater work didn't do it by his own power, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. How can you do greater than him without the involvement of the Holy Ghost? So that's why he said, as I go, he will come. And I'm glad to let you know, he's not just coming tonight, except those people who have not accepted him. The Holy Ghost is in operation. He has come.
Yes, sir.
Is somebody hearing me now?
Yes, sir.
He's already on ground. In fact, before you are ever aware of it, Holy Ghost is on the move. He's moving on the surface of the earth today, in power and in grace. And I'm glad to let you know tonight that he's also here. Is somebody hearing me now? So, if Jesus cannot do anything except he was endued with power by the Holy Ghost, then how much more we? So, the greater work God said you should go and do, he didn't ask you to go in the arm of flesh, or else you won't get anything done. You will rather harm yourself. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? You would rather do what? Arm yourself. So, all that Jesus did, it was the involvement of the Holy Ghost. So, if you are going to do greater than him, you must know that we are in his day. We are in his dispensation. Is somebody hearing me today? Okay, let me say this to you. Last year, during our convention, you know, the Bakungu to our church to be that road blocked. Answer me now.
Yes,
it was blocked. So one of the days, Pastor Dewey was telling me, he said, when we left church today, we couldn't get home until very late night. I said, okay, tomorrow morning. I said, go and pass Fadipe at Dusenkura. I say, when you get to Soso place after Ojuni, you enter one corner. I don't even know where Pastor Adeoye came out from. Pastor Adeoye enter inside the Kangbe for over 1 hour, even more than. He was just moving from one place to another. And the road is not difficult. I say, yeah. Finally, I think you got in, you saw some people. It's those people that now say, sir, you have missed road. They say, yeah, follow us. And they just enter church. Pastor Adeoye say, he is very close to church at Ambra Warehouse. He was going back again. Do you know why? Nikangbe is not his route. But in Tunga, can you miss road like that? For where? And now, I can't miss road in Nikangbe because that's my jurisdiction. You can't miss road at Tunga because this is your jurisdiction. Somebody is not hearing me. Now, Holy Ghost cannot miss road in our day because this is his jurisdiction. So, what Jesus could not even do in our day, Holy Ghost will do it. Somebody is not hearing me today. You know, this teaching may look like heresy to you, but I'm telling you the real truth. Because now, the Father has committed all things to his hand. So, if you are going to see, if you are going to hear, if you are going to touch, if you are going to heal, if you are going to deliver, if you are going to reach the peak of your calling, let him reside inside of you. He that is in you is greater than he that is operating outside there. Is somebody hearing me tonight? So very important. Now, let me just open your eyes to a few things. Sit down, Pastor. Let me just open your eyes to a few things. Then we begin to pray tonight. The Holy Spirit, afresh, take me over. That's our prayer tonight. Holy Ghost, afresh, take me over. Sir, you will do better.
Amen.
You will do better.
Amen.
In fact, you don't need to flex muscle. Just like Mama said the other time, at the jurisdiction of the Father, he said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be this, and there was this. Let there be this, and there was this. At the jurisdiction of the Son, do you know at the command of his word, what happened? Miracle takes place cheaply. You know, he looked at a legion. He said, come out of him. And he came out. Somebody is not hearing me. He looked at the sea that was raging. He said, and it was so. Sir, this is your day.
Yes, sir.
Let the Holy Ghost reside inside of you. You will say to this mountain, move. And it will move. You say to this mountain, move, and the mountain will move very fast. Why? Because the owner of the work of our day is inside of you. The Lord has told us, he said, they won't see him physically, but you must know him. They won't see him. The world cannot know him, so they won't see him. But we know him. He's in us. Is somebody hearing me tonight? It's inside of you. Don't be intimidated with that. Even if they say prove it and let him come out now. Since it's inside of you, let him come out. Yeah. Even if he come out, they won't know him. So, let him reside inside of you. Just say like Jesus said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. Let it be your own word from now that he that has seen me has seen the Holy Ghost. Oh. You are not hearing what I'm saying. He that has seen me has seen the Holy Ghost. And sir, greater is the work you will do. Why? Because it's inside of you. Let somebody say it's inside of me.
Inside of me.
Oh, say it louder.
It's inside of me.
Say it one more time.
It's inside of me.
You know, Pastor was talking the other time. I read a story. It's a very wonderful story. And the story touched me. In fact, I read it. I said, Jesus, thank you. And I told Mama, I said, I read it for Mama. A man was inside train and he was preaching Jesus. He was preaching Jesus in the power of the Holy Ghost. And one woman stood up and said, will you shut up? Will you shut up? Which Jesus? Which Holy Ghost are you talking about? Which Holy Ghost? Stop that nonsense. I don't want to hear such a thing here. You know, everybody was surprised. Why is this woman aggressive? He slapped the man. He gave him a dirty slap. After about 10 minutes, the man stood up again. He said, listen, Holy Ghost is in this place. The woman stood up again. He said, what do you mean? Which Holy Ghost is in this place? Which Holy Ghost? Which Holy Ghost is in this place? It's like the dirty slap I gave you. It's not here enough. He gave the man another dirty slap. After about 10 minutes, the man stood up. He said, Holy Ghost is here. And everybody wanted to shout at the woman. And the small boy of about 10 or 11 years of the woman just said, Mommy, you are shouting. And the woman just knelt down and started crying. That my son said, I'm shouting. Everybody said, so what's so special about that? Your son said, you are shouting. He said, my boy is talking for the first time in life. They left home with dumb and deaf boy. But the Holy Ghost proved to the woman, I am here. Somebody's not hearing me. The boy just said, Mommy, you are shouting. The woman just burst into tears and went on her knee. And everybody said, hey, your boy said you are shouting. Anybody can tell you that you are shouting. No, you didn't understand. Holy Ghost is here, truly. Holy Ghost is here. He said, this boy is talking for the first time in 12 years. For the first time in 12 years. He has never spoken in his life. Everybody was filled with awe. That's the work the Holy Ghost wants to do on our behalf. I could remember one great man of God is of a blessed memory. They call him Baba Babajide. He doesn't talk about anything in his life than Holy Ghost. Sir, he doesn't. He's the one that Daddy Ogun normally tell us that he said, the same story. He said, Enyomo. Enyomo. Ina fe tan ni oko sugbon o nina o mo bi to finance o. And do you know our world is turning upside down, but I'm glad to let you know that Holy Ghost is still in control.
Yes, sir.
Oh God, somebody is not hearing me.
Yes,
and that Holy Ghost is not on the mountain, it's not on the tree, it's not inside the auditorium at Nikambe. It's inside of you.
Yes, sir.
It's inside of you. Tonight, it will break loose again.
Amen.
Your amen is too low. I say we break loose again.
Amen.
Let me give you some example. How people struggle when there is no Holy Ghost. How a drastic change takes place when Holy Ghost comes. And it will help you to desire Holy Ghost more than anything. Just like I said yesterday, and thank God, Mommy said something like that. Mommy Adeo, you said something like that this evening. And Pastor Adeo, you buttress it. Look at me. You don't have to be a pastor to carry Holy Ghost. I repeat. You don't have to be a pastor to carry Holy Ghost. No. Just carry Holy Ghost. And go about your daily activity. You know, I gave some example yesterday. Yeah. Carry Holy Ghost. Tell somebody beside you, say, carry Holy Ghost. Oh, say it louder now. And you will carry him tonight. Because he's going to come upon you. I want you to take yourself serious tonight. It's beyond a joke. It's not a joke tonight. Your generation have waited for too long. It's your turn to turn your vicinity upside down. What do they call the disciples? Talk to me. You know, somebody wants to go and tell them that these people are here again. He said, these people are here again. They said, who? He said, the people that turn the world upside down. He said, they are here. And truly, they turn everywhere upside down, sir. They turn everywhere upside down. It's not by their power, but by the anointing. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me show you something. In the book of Matthew. Are you in the book of Matthew? The example of who I want to look at mostly today is the example of Peter, mostly, and the disciple generally. Hallelujah. Are you in the book of Matthew? Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Matthew, sorry, I want to open it here. Chapter 26, verse 6 to 9. Verse 6 to 9. Verse 6 to 9. Oh, sorry. Verse 69. Sorry, it's my handwriting. Verse 69. Let's go to verse 69. We'll read to verse 74. Okay. Now Peter sat without, that is outside, in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. What was our Mr. Peter or Brother Peter's response? But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. Eh? They say you are with Jesus. He said, I don't know him. Let's go ahead. And when he was gone out into the porch, and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. This fellow was there. And again denied with an oath. This time around. With what? Mofiolombura. I tell you, if I ever know Jesus in my life, everything I ever lay hands upon. Can you imagine? Say, I don't know. I do not know the man. No. If I didn't even say Jesus now, he say, I don't know the man. Jesus has become the man. Go ahead. After a while, came unto him, they that stood by, and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them. For thy speech be warned thee. You know, there are some statements in his mouth that make them to know. Some of the things that Jesus used to say is the one you are saying, even the way you talk, even the way you look. He didn't know that everything about him has become like Jesus. But what did he say? Then he began. He to curse. And to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. Forget about the cock that crew. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you see Peter denied Jesus how many times? And do you know Jesus told him categorically that Peter, the way you are doing pray with your mouth, do you know you will deny me? What did Peter say? Peter said in my life. Say, Jesus, wait, oh. look at my tribal Michael. Or you are talking about Thomas. I'm the one now. Among the disciples that are following you, we know them. We know them. Is it Thomas or Thaddeus or Bartholomew or even Matthew? Me deny you Jesus. He said it's not possible. Well, Jesus said, okay, no problem. You will deny me 3 times. You know, Jesus wouldn't have said you will deny me. Jesus would have just said, I wipe off everything that want to derail you. But the man rely on so much. So Jesus want to let him know that there is nothing flesh can get done. So don't allow the devil to make you think you can do it. Let me tell you one thing. Any exploit you try without Holy Ghost, you will suffer for it. Peter denied 3 times. But when the Holy Ghost came, that's why I like that song. You know, I always love it in Yoruba. Batagbara Olorun de ni ojo Pentecost saifo ju sona pari tori won ri emi gba. When they received the Holy Ghost, sir, it's like something came upon them. The same Peter that look at small girl and is afraid of his life, the same Peter that was wearing that I don't know Jesus, in the Acts of Apostles chapter 4, let's look at verse 9 and 10. You know, after the incident of the young man that was healed at the beautiful gate, look at what happened. If we say this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole. Yes, verse 10. But be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified. Can you see Jesus, Peter, the way he's talking now? Holy Ghost has taken over. I don't know how long you have been feeling frustrated. I decree tonight, Holy Ghost will take over. Amen. Greater works is about to start. Amen. I'll say something, which day was that? I say, we are about getting to the place where we start using teleport anointing. You know, one of the reasons why people are attacking pastors is because we leave teleport anointing. We are looking for aircraft anointing. Somebody not hearing me? Yes, if we keep appearing and disappearing, who is freeze? We freeze. Somebody is not hearing me? Freeze, we do what? If he know he can try it, let him come and move. He is talking because he see Dangote buying jet. A pastor is also buying jet. But when the owner of Ferrari jumped to the road and the man of God said, okay, see you there. And at the entrance of the church, the man of God said, you are welcome. You know, just like the way Elijah welcomed Ahab at Jezreel. The Bible says the hand of God come upon Elijah. Elijah wasn't a young man, but anointing moved him. He touches the ground 2 times. He landed at Jezreel. That's the level God is taking us at this season. Somebody is not hearing me. Yeah. Appearing. Some people say, is this thing right? Go and ask from Philip. He has a lot of ministrations, but people of God, he appears, he disappears. He appears, he disappears. And we are getting there. Amen. Oh, that's too low. I say we are getting there. Amen. And look at what the Bible says. He said, be known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. You know, as if that was not enough. Finally, if you go to the same scripture, verse 18. Let's look at verse 18. The same scripture, verse 18. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop at verse 20. And they call them, you know, after the whole argument, when Peter's finished speaking, they call them, they say, all of you, come over here. Come over. Let's move as me. Come over. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. The same Peter that was afraid in the presence of a damsel. What did he say? And Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether he be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. And look at verse 20. They said, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. You can't carry Holy Ghost and be shaking at the face of problems. It's not possible. You can't carry Holy Ghost and deny Jesus. You can't carry Holy Ghost and be doing things the way people of the world were doing it. In the first place, you know, devil shield Peter and Peter denied Jesus. But this time around, sir, no evil room for devil. Holy Ghost is in place. That's exactly what the Holy Ghost come to do. The Bible call him the strengthener. Somebody is not hearing me. Peter be strengthened now. It's not the same Peter that denied Jesus that is talking here. This is Holy Ghost Peter. Not a fearful Peter. Do you know that same Peter went and bought sword when Jesus was arrested? And as he was watching them, he said, Efuole, let them be arresting Jesus. I'll do something now. In the arm of flesh. He said, I'll do something now. And he removed the sword. Fiam. As he removed the sword, he was looking at one of them. Pim, 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 pim. Even with fear. Somebody is not hearing me. With fear. You are in a warfare. Your enemy is coming towards you. You carry a sword. Where are you supposed to cut? You cut here. You cut here. Instead of cutting the head, boom. You know when the enemy see one head rolling on the ground, everybody will run. But here, phew. Peter, Jesus said, Peter. Even the one you want to stage manage now, you know, you want to act for us. You didn't act it well. Anyway, anybody that kill with sword will be killed with sword. And Jesus picked the air and put it there back. Try another thing. Try another thing. This one didn't work. Try another one. That's what Jesus was trying to tell him. But this time around, it's no more issue of sword. It's now the issue of what is inside of me. It's not about what I am holding. It's about what I have swallowed. It's not about what I am holding. It's about what I have what? If you don't swallow Holy Ghost, sir, you will suffer. The God of this world is going to punish you. From tonight, he's taking over afresh. Amen. I think somebody will say loud amen to that. Amen. Let me show you how they find solution to one problem. It will interest you. If you look at the book of Acts, Apostle chapter 1, you know it was in chapter 2 that the Holy Ghost came. I want to say a day before. You know, there are some scripture when I'm reading it. A day before the Holy Ghost came, they were still messing up. Somebody is not hearing me. A day before the Holy Ghost came, I even read it this afternoon and I saw something there. If truly they are prayed. Okay, let's look at it. Acts of Apostles chapter 1, verse 23. We are going to read about 4 verses. Verse 23. You know, and they appointed 2. Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. They want to replace Judas Iscariot now. You remember? You know, Peter was the one that stood, very boldly, man. He was the one that stood up and said, hey, one of our brother, who fell along, who did this, who did that, and they did this, and his bow were busted out, and he's taking it on. You know, after saying that, he said, now, we have 2 brethren that have been coming in and going out with us since the time that Jesus died. They have been sympathizing with us. They want to bring a sympathizer to become an apostle of the Lamb. Can you imagine? They said, well, let's pick out of these 2. So, and they prayed. And they did what? And they prayed. Why don't they stop there? And allow that prayer to work. And they said, after prayer, they now said, when you see somebody that says, still have something to say after prayer, Holy Ghost has not taken over. I'll show you. I said, thou Lord, which knowest the heart of all men, show whether of these 2 thou hast chosen. That is the content of their prayer. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. A day before the Holy Ghost is an empowerment. An empowerment. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship. And he was numbered with the 11 apostles. So he became number 12. Praise the Lord. You know, they did head or tail. Can you imagine? Just like MMM style. You don't have Holy Ghost, that's why you are playing gamble. That's what happened here. They said, head or tail.
Matthias is head. Justus is tail. So they now roll it. How many of us have played that game before? Now, I say head or tail. Some people say head, some people say tail. So when they lifted their hand and they say his head, I say, Matthias, congratulations. That's the way he became an apostle. Is that the way Jesus chose them? No, answer me. Is that the way Jesus chose Peter? The Bible says Jesus prayed all through the night. 12 hours for 12 people. In the power of the Holy Ghost. And when he woke up the following morning, he was calling them one after the other. He called them. He didn't cast lots. He called them. But this time around, they want to choose somebody that will replace whom Jesus called. They were casting lots. The same set of apostles in chapter 13. Let's see what happened. When they want to send somebody on the missionary journey. It's like the same thing. Look at what happened. Chapter 13. I want us to read verse 2. Chapter 13. Acts of Apostles 13. Not chapter 1, 13. Yeah. As they ministered unto the Lord and fasted. You must know it accompanied with prayer. Holy Ghost said. Somebody is not hearing me. Do they cast lots? Holy Ghost said. This time around, the owner of the government have taken over. No more frustration. No more guesswork. No more trying to do trial and error. No more. Holy Ghost said. It was so profound. Holy Ghost said. Not Peter said. Holy Ghost said. Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work we are unto has called them. Do you see what they did? In verse 3. Yes. So, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, that's the only thing they do. And they say, Holy Ghost, your power will commission these people. The Bible says they laid their hands on them and sent them away. Not that they cast coin. I am showing you tonight that frustration is always the lot of people that abandon the Holy Ghost. Especially in our day. Frustration is always the story of those people that didn't walk by the Holy Ghost. Beginning from tonight, Holy Ghost is taking over. He's taking over in your life. Somebody said that my business is too small. Let Holy Ghost take over. Let him take over. Let him take over. Let me tell you one thing. It's not only on spiritual life that the Holy Ghost is going to work with us. Even on the secular matter. You know, I'm waiting for the day that Holy Ghost carrier will carry presidential, will buy presidential ticket in Nigeria. Amen. And he said, send your delegate to go and count the votes. You see, Holy Ghost carrier saying, I don't need it. I am okay. I am satisfied with INEC or whatever. Or Fedeco, whichever one they want to use that time. He said, I am satisfied with the officials. Let them count it. If you shortchange my vote, you will die. And he stay in his house, he just watching on television. And you are hearing beep, 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 all over the state. You know, many a times, we don't know what the Holy Ghost has come to do. If I mean, I underrate here. We underrate the functionality of the Holy Ghost. We only think it's for sickness alone. I'm waiting for the day that the Holy Ghost carrier will become the IG in Nigeria. We don't need to answer us. The person that will answer us, will answer us. Somebody is not hearing me. You now see a pastor carrying placard. Where do you put Holy Ghost? When Holy Ghost carrier become an IG and he just come up. You molest anybody unjustly, fellow policemen all over the country. You molest anybody unjustly in the country. You collect money unjustly from anybody at any checkpoint. You drop dead. QED. And when you see a lot of people die, sir, it will stop. They said, the man said it. You dare not try it. You know, we underrate the Holy Ghost.
So it's not just on the matter of church alone. We restrict Holy Ghost to the four wall of church. And honestly, we are incapacitating him. We are incapacitating him. The person that wants to take over the whole world for God. You first of all prison him inside of you. You imprison him inside of you. You now carry him inside church again. Wall upon wall. But he's saying, let's go out. Somebody's not hearing me. He's saying, let's go out. Let's go. Beginning from now, people will see you, they will know you.
Amen.
Now, this woman carries something. Oh. This woman carries something. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. You know, when people that read Bible, that understand what the Bible says, their prayer point for Nigeria is different. Oh Lord, change Nigeria. Oh Lord, because of sin, change Nigeria. There is nothing God will do to change Nigeria until he send a man. Holy Ghost, just send one of your men. That's all. Just send what? That's all. One of your carriers. Send him. Because the technicality of this place and the legality of the warfare going on, God has no part in what is going on in Nigeria. He's looking for just a man that will carry the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost is inside of him. That the Holy Ghost is inside of him. Who will now appoint other Holy Ghost carrier to mount some places in Nigeria? Can somebody say amen? So they lay hands on him and they say, go. You know, we read a scripture yesterday. Do you know the father of the boy asked Jesus a question? After Jesus lay hands on the boy, and the boy was healed, then the father of the baby said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank God you came on time. Oh. He said, but why is it that I brought this boy to your disciples and they couldn't do anything? He said they couldn't do anything. But do you know he's the same disciple that was going to the temple at the beautiful gate? And they saw a young man of about 40 years of age sitting at the beautiful gate, and he was asking for alms from them. And Peter said, look at us. Silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, arise and do what? And walk. You know, there was a day I did the explanation of that man and Bartimaeus the blind beggar. You know, they are two different people. Bartimaeus the blind beggar was desperate because he's not a beggar. The meaning of Bartimaeus is Bartimaeus. It's double word. Bar simply means son of. Timaeus is noble. Son of noble. So he's from a noble background. But it was the condition that made him to be sitting down there looking for a day that somebody will rescue him. And the day he heard about Jesus, he came out of that oppression. But this man, the Bible says every morning, they carry him with wheelbarrow and tip him down there. So he's doing business for the past 40 years. And he didn't want to be healed. So when Peter said, arise and walk. But on that day, he met a wrong set of people. I don't know, maybe some priest must have been praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal this boy. You just say, amen. When they are going, say, I'm not standing up. But this time around, he met Holy Ghost carrier. You either touch me or I touch you. Somebody is not hearing me. He that is in me is too high to fail. He said, rise up and walk. You know, the boy was looking. He said, will you do more than all the priests? He said, I will do more than them. And Peter moved closer. What did he do? He grabbed him. And the Bible said, immediately he grabbed the boy. His knees, his ankles, everything received strength. And he began to leap for joy. Somebody is here. Beginning from now, you know your hand is becoming the hand of the Holy Ghost. Everything you lay your hands upon, they shall prosper.
Amen.
What did the Apostle Paul say in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18? We begin to pray now. Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18. Yes? What does he say? He said, and be not drunk with what? Wine. Wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. That's the word of a man that is filled with the Spirit. It doesn't matter your age, be filled. It doesn't matter your gender, be filled. It doesn't matter your background, be filled. Let somebody say, be filled. Say louder, people of God. Be filled. Sharpens your life. Sorry, that shapens your life. Devil. Into stupor. He said, Spirit. Go shark. Go shark. Somebody is not hearing me. Shark and shark and shark. It's in the crusade of Bishop Francois Leoki. That's where I trained. Call her Auntie Elisumbedi. Is one lady that said, Auntie Elisumbedi at Crusade Ground. So since that time, we have been calling her Auntie Elisumbedi. This lady went to a village to go and show the person she wants to marry. And they gave her 1 week holiday from the office. Right? And somebody said, it's like she has come back over. She's sick. Sick? What happened to her? So truly, when they sent pastors there to go and check her, somebody who is as lanky as mama is now looking like Sister Elizabeth. Is now looking like Sister Lizzie. What? So they came to give Bishop Aleoke a report. And Bishop Aleoke said, go and bring her. And they brought her. She couldn't walk anymore. She couldn't walk. They have to hold her looking pale. She lay her down there. And they lie her down. And they pick his Bible. There is one where they call Loyola College at Ibadan. And he went to Loyola College. You know, he was at 46 that time. He went to Loyola College. And he sat down there. And he picked 21 words. How many words? 21 words. He looked at the scripture. It's not that he didn't know them. He looked at the scripture again to confirm. He now prayed in Holy Ghost for 3 solid hours. While he was coming, he didn't talk with anybody. He just entered straight. He said, Pastor Joe, Pastor this. He said, lay her back on the wall. He said, every one of those spirits that sir, one word, that Holy Ghost is too heavy. I saw his eyeball so red. As he released that word like this, Elizabeth just said, who? And he just vomit. You know what they call her dope? Until she died. To be drinking her blood. He said, who is that devil? It was then that lady said, all my 3 sisters, I'm the number 4. Anytime they take their husband home, they return and die. They will dry up and die from the village. They always poison them. And he said, you have escaped this one. Sir, she got married. Holy Ghost. He crying like unbeliever. And Holy Ghost said, then wole. He said, I and my father, we are at the door knocking. Whosoever that open. What did he say we do? He said we will come in and sup with him. Yeah. Holy Ghost is at the door. Which report of the devil is making you to fret? Where there is Holy Ghost? The Bible says, yea, let God be true and every man a liar. From, you know, let me tell you one thing. You know the power of the Holy Ghost in taking the scripture. The power of the Holy Ghost makes the scripture real to you. Yes, it becomes so real. So real to be defeated. So real to be defeated. There is no Holy Ghost. That's why you are quoting Bible. Even the word of God, where I don't quote, self. The word of God, where I don't quote. Why would you not quote? When the Holy Ghost is not in his place, let him take his place in your life. Let him be at the center stage of your life. Everything become real about God. Everything become real about the kingdom. Everything become real about the word of God. From tonight in your life, no more frustration. Amen. Who is the worker of greater works? You are not saying it louder. You, even the way you are saying Holy Ghost is a sign that you didn't have him. Who is the worker of greater works? Not the one. Let him reside inside of you. Let him be inside of you. He said, I will send him. And I'm glad to let you know that he has sent him. He's on ground.
Yes, sir.
He's not just a promise. He's a promise fulfilled already.
Yes, sir.
So as many that jump into the pool of the Holy Ghost, I tell you, people of God, their life can change. Our season, our time is about to witness something strange. Something strange. If the people the Holy Ghost was sent to can carry him properly, can convey him properly. Let somebody say properly. Say it louder. Say it one more time. Are you ready tonight? Oh, that's too low. Are you ready tonight? If you are not yet baptized in the Holy Ghost, this is your night. Oh. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? If you are not born again, get born again very fast and enter into the Holy Ghost. Some people say, when I get born again, it will take about 3 weeks before I get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Who told you that rubbish? Somebody is not hearing me. Who told you that rubbish? Where do you get that one from? In the house of Cornelius, you receive Holy Ghost before you got born again. Somebody is not hearing me. You know, Peter was still analyzing. You know, I was on the upper room. I was sleeping. Then I was feeling hungry. The woman just said, and everybody in his household, they began to pray. Peter was confused. Lord, what do I do now? They wait, let them be true. Let them be true with the Holy Ghost. They prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Before he now said, lay your right hand on your chest and say after me, sir, no more message. Because Holy Ghost take over. There is somebody here tonight. Holy Ghost is taking over.
Amen.
Sir, man, that sugar cane you are selling, Holy Ghost is taking over.
Amen.
That babbling saloon you are running, Holy Ghost is taking over.
Amen.
That roasted yam you are selling, Holy Ghost is taking over.
Amen.
I was at you know, this is the topic of Pastor Israel's program. Not by power, not by mind, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. So one of the night I was ministering to them, I told them, look, your own thing has to be different. If you carry Holy Ghost, tell out. Somebody is not hearing me. Is it not just a tailor? It's not just a tailor. It's Holy Ghost carrier. Is somebody hearing me tonight?
Yes,
they gather against you, they fall for your sake.
Yes, sir.
Who can kill Holy Ghost? Somebody is not hearing me. They are planning to kill me. You want to kill me? Okay, kill Holy Ghost. Let's see how far it goes. Let's see how far it goes. Tonight is taking over.
Amen.
But let him take his place. Let him take his place. Let him reside inside. But the one we saw there, I said, he will be in to guide you. You know somebody, this kind of you. Holy Ghost, take me over tonight. Take over tonight. In the name of Jesus, I want you to close your eyes and begin to pray. Tell him to take you over tonight. We are in his days. We are in his days. As many of us that can pray in tongues, begin to pray in tongues. Holy Ghost, take me over tonight. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I think that this is what we are going to do tonight. There are two sets of people that I'm going to minister to tonight. But let's read one scripture. Luke chapter 11. We want to read verse 9 to 13. Luke chapter 11. Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 13. Start reading from verse 9. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. And he that seeketh find, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Yes, go ahead. Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Yes, verse 13. If ye then be evil, know how to give good gift unto your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? Give who?
The Holy Spirit.
To them. Now ask him. See, I'm not asking you to struggle. You know, in those days when we were in CAC, they will ask God to ask for Holy Ghost, but they teach us to struggle with him again. You are struggling. emi mimo lo le ran mi lowo emi mimo lo le time. You see some people, they go and put their head on the wall, pow pow pow. You don't need all of that. So go be emi mimo. It, no, it's very mighty but very gentle. Very mighty but very gentle. The way I am preaching tonight does not mean that Holy Ghost is a shouting spirit. No. Shouting spirit, no? Even when you are sleeping, if it's inside of you, it's at work. Somebody is not hearing me. Is that what? Is that work? The people that are close to you, they may not know that you carry something as you are snoring on the floor. But a witch, they know. For example, if a witch is flying now, it will avoid this area now. In this space, they will avoid this area now. They know there is something going on here. This is a dangerous zone. They know. I was reading the book of Riabonke. Riabonke said, if you carry Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is here, at the back of your hair. Here. He said, when they wish see you, he not that he check your body, he knows you carry Holy Ghost, but he's here. Because Holy Ghost that is here radiates all over you. He will take you over.
Amen.
Now listen, there are two sets of people tonight. Number one, those of you that are struggling in one area or the other. It may be in the area of your vocation, and you want the Holy Ghost to take over. Come. You want the Holy Ghost to take over. Come. Because tonight, you are going to ask Him, Holy Ghost, take me over. Take me over. You come here, and the second set of people is people that want to really be filled. Maybe you have been filled in the time past, and one thing or the other happened. And since that time, you no longer even feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Tonight is here. It's loaded there. Very fast. Before I begin to pray for you. While every other pool begin to pray in tongues. Every other pool, let's begin to pray in tongues. Yes. You want to take over from you? You want to take over from you? Yes, come. There are space here. Lift up your twins and begin to tell Him, Holy Ghost, take me over now. In a very simple manner, just tell Him, Holy Spirit, take over. Come over here, sister. Begin to pray, Holy Ghost, take me over now. Take over from me. Fill me. He said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, drink the Spirit of God. Begin to tell Him to take over from you. Begin to tell Him to fill you. Begin to tell Him to fill you tonight. Begin to